Sudanese Attorney General Tajel Cyril Hibir says the military leadership have handed over a full report which contains names of suspects believed responsible of killing two protesters last week who were marking the second anniversary of the mass protests that launched the Sudanese revolution. Speaking to the media in Khartoum over the weekend, Al-Hibir said the government has identified seven primary suspects and more than 90 other suspects.
There are seven primary accused individuals and we have 92 other suspects. All are held currently at the military prison. The public prosecution office will receive them and immediately begin an interrogation process in accordance to the Sudan Panel Act.
Two protesters were killed and 37 others were wounded in Khartoum on Tuesday. The Sudanese Professional Association condemned the attack and called it a violation of freedom of assembly. Advocate Abdurrahman Muhammad Hussein, head of the Darfuri Bar Association, describes the process as a good step towards achieving justice for the victims. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus in Khartoum, Hussein questioned why the military ranks of the suspects are not mentioned in the report. He thinks the named suspects could be innocent junior officers who were trapped into carrying out order from above.
It's difficult at the moment to anticipate any legal opinion because the process is still at an early stage. But what I have observed on the list is that the military ranks are not mentioned. These individuals might be soldiers innocently accused for nothing. We expected the military leadership could have released this list and indicate their military ranks to the public.
Hussein insists the Attorney General should demand the military leadership disclose the ranks of the suspects and identify the commander who gave the order to shoot live bullets at protesters. He says he wonders why this particular incident led to immediate legal procedures while many similar incidents have occurred across the country but nothing was done. He says he believes the government wanted to clear up its image with the international community while a conference on Sudan kicks off in France.
This is going to be an obvious question they are going to get from journalists and donors at the France conference. That's why they decided to speed up this process. They normally ignore incidents that happen at state levels, but speed up the process that happens in Khartoum.
Al-Hibir says the court trial will begin immediately after his office is finished interrogating the suspects. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.